Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 58. Quaking in your boots for the week of May 25th, 2008.
Well, hello there. My name is Kyle, a.k.a. Maronica.
And I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709. This week, we'll be talking about Bioshock going to the PS3.
What?
The update on the spring update, some Rock Band DLC, and Guitar Hero 4 information. This week's feature will... again, have you quaking in your boots as we hit the battlefield with enemy territory Quake Wars. And then we take a little poke at Metal Gear Solid 4, and then we hit your questions. So let's jump into Kyle, why don't you update us on our gamer card?
Well, the gamer card that I'm pulling all the weight for is at 561,672 points. I love that random 2 there. Anyways... our goal is to reach 1 million gamer score, so we just hit our last goal a couple seems like a month now, of 500 grand, so we want to get to 1 million now, so keep plugging away at those games, and don't feel bad when you go to wherever you rent your games and get like Avatar or stuff like that. You're helping out the Xbox Podcast crew.
Yeah,
so
everybody on here, go rent Avatar. That'll boost us by like, you know, 40,000 points or something.
Probably. Even though probably half the people in our card already have it. I do.
Yeah, I do too. But anyways. All right, we had no beat up the host this week. So let's just jump into top stories.
All right, sounds good. Let's go.
This just in, Xbox News is up right now.
All right, first to start it out, Bioshock goes to the PS3. What? What's going on here? Well, it seems that the everlasting rumor that Bioshock was inevitably going to hit the PS3 has become pretty much official now. And in the July issue of EGM, which actually I get... is publisher is going to have 2K Games confirms the fact that the underwater shooter is making its transition to Sony. So, kind of some bad news losing an exclusive there, but I haven't heard any word about Bioshock 2 going to the PS3 anytime soon. So, and you know, it's had a good run. It's almost been a year now that Bioshock's been out. So, had a good run.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of those big hits on the Xbox... they'll start making a move over to Sony now that they're starting to get an install base over there. It's all about making money, and they can just port it right over. So, makes sense, business sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, why limit your market?
You know, I don't hate it. You know, we joke around about PS3, you know, because we have to. You know, we got to appease our Xbox audience. But, you know, the PS3 is a console. It is a good console. And I think those guys deserve to have a great game like Bioshock because it is an awesome game that everybody should experience. And if you haven't tried it yet, at least go rent this game. It is an awesome, awesome game. Absolutely amazing. Blew me away.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't think I'd like it. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I sold it before I finished. But it was a fun game. I think I just got
worn
out. In general with gaming for a while because I had stuff to do, but I'm definitely going to pick up Bioshock 2 and play that and beat it. But anyways, that's really all I got. I thought that was pretty that's pretty big news for this week.
And hey, if they sell more of that, that even helps us to get to a BioShock 2. So
that's true.
But on the let's get a little update on the spring update. And the update is there is no update. No spring update.
No.
Yep. Xbox Live General Manager Mark Whitten had an interview with Next Generation, and he basically announced that they will not be releasing a spring update this year. So basically any of the feature sets or lists of rumored updates that you may have seen on the internet, that was complete garbage. What they're going to do is put their resources into building the proper infrastructure and scale for the service. But hey, you know what? All is not lost. They're going to roll out a change in their DRM policy in June that will allow content owners to relicense Xbox Live Arcade and Xbox Live Marketplace content to a single console. This move will make said content available when disconnected from Xbox Live. So if you've ever lost Xbox Live and then you can't play Bejeweled because it says it comes up as a trial version, you can now get that relicensed just by redownloading it. And also, the Xbox Live Arcade is getting a spring cleaning. They are going to remove underperforming arcade titles, basically games that have been on the market for over 6 months, have a Metacritic average lower than 65%, and a conversion rate below 6%, will be targeted for delisting. So we hope this will streamline the service and open it up to bigger and better things. And also on that note, isn't it the current size limit like 150 meg? Because it just got bumped to like 350.
Yep.
That is correct. It went from what, 100 or 150 to 350?
I think it was 150. Yeah, that's a big move.
Big jump. So that's, I think, good because we're going to be able to get a lot more content, some maybe bigger games
to
the marketplace, and I think that's good for everybody.
As size gets bigger, our pockets get smaller.
Yeah, that is for sure.
So as we start rolling in 350 meg games, yes, that's going to be great, but, 1,400 Microsoft points, maybe? I don't know.
Well, if the game's worth it.
Yeah, if the game's worth it, I'll buy it, but most of the time it's not. All right, but you know what's worth it, Mark, as long as you're done.
Oh, I'm done. Hit me up. Tell me what's worth it.
Is Rock Band DLC for 527, which is May 27th. And, I love it because not too long ago were we kind of asking ourselves, when are we going to get some full albums here? Well, if you don't remember, it's probably 2-3 weeks now that we got Judas Priest full album on there. Well, now, on the 27th, which is a Tuesday, there will be a self-titled The Cars album. And all 9 tracks will be sold in album form, and it can be bought individually. Each track can be bought individually at 160 points each, or the whole album at 1,200 Microsoft points. And basically, that's what you can get this week in Rock Band World. Didn't see anything about Guitar Hero 4. Our Guitar Hero 3 download, so probably prepping for Aerosmith, which comes out right June.
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, a lot of people I've been talking to are like so stoked about Aerosmith, and I'm like, wow, whatever.
It'll sell a bazillion copies.
It will, and it's sad because what Activision has told themselves is that, okay, well, as long as we just change the name slightly and put different songs on there that we could have released in downloadable content, but we're not, we're going to sell a slightly different guitar, but still the same thing, and charge $90 for it.
And they'll sell a million
and
guitars,
and people will still buy it.
They'll sell millions of those new guitars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking about not even going Guitar Hero 4, but that drum set does look kind of cool, I have to say. I don't know.
Well, I'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
So,
Hey, perfect segue.
Hey, how about that? How about I just get into it
perfect
now, then?
Perfect segue. You know what? How about you do? I'll go ahead and give you the floor now.
How about the I'm stage?
Done. What do you... Oh.
We're talking about a Rock Band.
I guess
right
if
now.
You want it.
Give me the stage.
I guess I just can't wait till Rock Band 2. That's what I'm talking about right there. But
well,
anyways,
Guitar
continue.
Hero 4 actually has an official name, and it's called Guitar Hero World Tour. And basically, this is Red Octane's answer to Harmonix Rock Band. And I still don't get it. It's called Guitar Hero World Tour, but it is going to incorporate... What do you think they're going to add to this game?
You know, I got... I think they had a Microsoft moment, and I think that they decided, you know what? What's better than one guitar? What about a microphone and a drum set?
You would be right.
Maybe. Whoa. I'm just waiting for the electric piano. That'd be kind of cool.
Yep, you're right. They're adding the drums. They're bringing guitar, microphone. They're basically copying Rock Band. The drum kit, as you mentioned earlier.
True Microsoft moment.
As you mentioned earlier, the drums do look cool. It's got like three drums and two cymbals and then the kick drum. So the drums look different. Rumor has it that there will be, you cannot use your Rock Band drum kit in the Guitar Hero World Tour.
Ooh.
Which, of course, they're going to force you to buy another, you know, a bunch of more instruments. And I'm going to come to that because I got something to say about that. So I'm going to wait till I'm done with the story.
Me too.
But the cool thing is they're going to bring cooperative band experience that's going to combine new wireless instruments. That's all it says. I would assume that that means possibly wireless mic, definitely a wireless guitar. Well, we know definitely wireless guitar because they've already got them. So, but it's saying wireless instruments. So that means either the mic or the drums or both may be wireless, which that alone is cool. They're going to have new online and offline gameplay modes. They will have a redesigned guitar, a genuine electronic drum kit and microphone, as well as an innovative music studio, music creator that lets players compose, record, edit, and share their own rock and roll anthems, along with an online band career and 8-player battle of the band mode. It sounds cool. I really like some of the things that they're going to put in here. Also, all the songs will be master recordings, and they've got songs from Van Halen, Linkin Park, The Eagles, Sublime, and many more.
Oh, the Eagles.
Good lineup so far. Additionally, the game will offer significantly more localized downloadable music than ever before. Well, so if they put out 10 songs, they'll have more than before, so that's not saying much. But I've seen their initial trailer, and I'm sure we'll be playing it in our enhanced podcast. It does look good. I think the visuals look improved, and there's a lot of gameplay modes that are definitely going to be a big hit. Now, here's my problem. There's no way I'm spending another $200 to buy another drum set. I already got a drum set. I've got three guitars and two microphones. I don't need another guitar. I don't need another microphone, and I don't need another drum kit.
Amen. I don't know where I can put another drum set. Right now I have it like kind of halfway put together in the back, like right by my, right in the corner of my room. Like literally, I don't have any space for it.
I understand why they're making it proprietary because it's the direct competition. And if they released the game allowing you to use your Rock Band drums, then you probably aren't going to buy theirs. But here's the other side of that.
Maybe.
Because I can't use my Rock Band drums, then I'm not going to buy a game based on a whole band with all these other instruments. I probably won't buy this. I definitely won't buy the whole set. Now I probably won't buy the $60 version just to play the guitar. Now I'm assuming I could use a microphone. Depends if they do something proprietary with that too. But I will at least rent it and use one of my three guitars I already have to play the game, you know. But they've lost a sale when I would definitely probably buy it because I love these music games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so...
And they might sucker me in because of the whole band career and songs and stuff like that. But, I mean, it really depends on the price and if I have any games to trade in.
Yeah, there you go. So, but, you know, that's it. There's going to be a lot of customizing that you can do to your characters, your appearance, your instruments, your band's logo and album covers, etc.
It's
going to be good. It's going to be a definite improvement over the current Guitar Hero game. And this is the next full-blown version of Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero Aerosmith is basically Guitar Hero 3 with some changed cameras, some different visuals, and, of course, new music. Like you
basically, they could have put out a DLC pack for it.
Exactly.
But that's why I refused to buy it.
Guitar Hero 3.5.
Basically. Do we have a somewhat idea? I don't know. This might be a hard question, but do we have a somewhat idea of a release date for Guitar Hero 4 or World Tour?
I have not seen a release date yet, and but I'm going to check up real fast, and we can keep going on. I will see if I can find that out real quick if there's been anything.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've heard rumors and stuff like that of Guitar or Rock Band 2 putting out surveys and stuff. And Guitar Hero 4 is Guitar Hero World Tour is trying to copy that, you know, whole online band thing. I think the online band thing would be really, really cool. And then some of the other features that Rock Band has. Just kind of upgraded a little bit.
See, and I think that you're going to see, even with Rock Band, they've talked about doing a game update to allow online, your band going online. So,
yeah,
they'll probably release that for free, and it'll probably come out before, you know, this version gets out.
To keep people from just buying the game just to do online band stuff.
Well, I can already play with the game I got, do that. You know, it just takes one more piece out.
That'd be nice.
So,
all right.
Let me see if they don't.
Well,
yeah, they still don't have an official date yet. So,
okay. I'd assume 6-8 months after.
Well,
Aerosmith
I did
is
hear
out.
By the end of the year, but
okay.
I don't know. Is that going to be too soon? Because. Well, you know what? Next month in June, we got Guitar Hero Aerosmith.
Yeah. So that would only mean 6 months. If it's by the end of the year.
Is that a little too quick for two different Guitar Hero packs to come out?
I think so. But I don't know. I think a lot of people are going to buy Aerosmith, and, you know, it could work two ways. A lot of people could be like, oh, well, Guitar Hero World Tour is coming out, so why would I buy Aerosmith if it's coming out 6 months later? Or people could buy up Aerosmith and be like, oh, I don't have enough money for Guitar Hero 4. So, most likely it's going to be that one because people don't know about Guitar Hero 4 or World Tour or whatever you want to call it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it says it's going to release on... the PS3, 360, the PS2, and the Wii later this year. So, I mean, it's probably a holiday release. You know, it's going to be 6 months
That's
after
ridiculous.
Aerosmith. So,
just release a downloadable oh my goodness. I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Enough
All
of
right.
that.
Enough of that. Download your Rock Band album. Anyways, support Harmonix. All right, that's top stories. Let's hit our feature.
Thanks to CashFly, you are able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features, including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit cashfly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting, start delivering.
sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, guys, this week's feature is Enemy Territory Quake Wars. And for those of you that have not played it on the PC or just want more, well, it's finally coming to the Xbox 360 or a console near you. Experience the ultimate team and mission-based multiplayer warfare set in legendary Quake universe in the Enemy Territory Quake Wars. Choose to play as the Human Global Defense Force, or GDF, or the invading alien menace, the Strog. Each side has distinct classes, vehicles, and weapons to choose from, giving players countless ways to join the battle. Let's hit up some different features. There's intense mission-based combat. Quake Wars pits teams against each other on massive maps located in desert, Arctic, and tropical environments. Players battle through intense skirmishes with real military-style objects. Unique teams and character classes. The GDF and Strog are two distinct armies with different soldier classes, weapons, vehicles, and tactics. Enjoy a modern military style of play with the GDF or wield unearthly alien technology with the Strog. Upgradable capabilities and statistics. Over the course of a multi-session campaign, players earn experience and promotion and gain new skills to help the team. In addition, stats are globally recorded for players to track their rank and prestige in the Enemy Territory community. So that's pretty cool. Skill-based matchmaking. Get the perfect challenge in every online game with a match geared to your skills. And Megatexture Technology. ID Software, known for games using cutting-edge technology, has done it again. The revolutionary Megatexture Technology allows battlefields to extend to the horizon with over a square mile of unique terrain at unprecedented detail. The overkill date on this one is 5/27/2008. It was kind of funny when I saw this, that this was going to be our feature and this was releasing this week. It kind of brought me back to the days when who was going to be a better game, Enemy Territory Quake Wars or Crysis, and the whole next-gen gaming on the PC, and big discussion, big debate, and how Enemy Territory Quake Wars kind of, in my opinion, kind of fell by the wayside, and then Crysis came out, and I don't know, I didn't think that either one of them were great games, but it'll be interesting coming to the 360. I doubt that I'll buy this one, but I don't know. Wing, do you have any thoughts on it?
I tried. I think I did a demo for Quake Wars on the PC, and I just didn't get into it. And this was something I was looking forward to. I thought just all the reading I did, I'm like, this sounds really cool. It's like Battlefield, only, you know, more in-depth with, you know, more options and all these cool features. And then when I tried it, I was just kind of, and I think it was more of the fact I was just lost. I was like, what am I supposed to do? What's going on? And I know I didn't give it much. I kind of sampled it, and I was like, nah. Went back to Battlefield, you know. It was just, so I have really no interest in this game, personally.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it will be a fun maybe rent or something like that just to try it out. Because demos, you know, give a limited view of what you can really do in the game. And, you know, it did pretty well. For a port, it can't be too bad. But, I like Wing, I think I played the beta or the demo or something, and I played it for like 5-10 minutes, and I was just like, back to Battlefield exactly. So, you know, it's hard coming trying to get people to play a game that, you know, is kind of the same as an older game that's really still popular. But like I said, date on that, 5/27/2008, if you're looking forward to it. From what I said here, it sounds pretty cool, but if you're interested, check it out. And if you want to read more about it, check out our show notes.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
Kyle, before we go on, I have got to bring this up because this blew my mind when I read it, and I really got to see what you think of this.
Okay. Hit me.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Okay.
It's coming to the PS3. It's the big game everybody's waiting for on the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how you are and what you think of games that have cutscenes. I don't know. Okay. Do you like cutscenes?
I like cutscenes. It depends on, you know, I think it overall gives a good feel to the story mode.
What would you think about, though, say, a 90-minute cutscene?
Oh, gosh.
That's not a mistake what I said.
To be honest, when I was playing GTA 4, and, you know, you go do that mission, and you start, you know, there's a 4 or 5 minute cutscene to tell you, like, what's going on and what's happening. I just put my controller down and mess around on my computer, and then, you know, it tells you basically what happened in the cutscene. Okay, go here, kill this person, blah, blah, blah. 90 minutes?
90-minute cutscenes.
Okay. Can you skip it?
You can skip it, and you can pause it.
You can pause the cutscene?
You can pause it, I guess, and come back at a later time and complete it. This is my thing. I don't understand. How does a 90-minute cutscene? That's the length of a major motion picture. That's a movie you have to sit and watch. You sit down at your console, you fire it up, I'm going to continue my Metal Gear Solid 4 game. I'm playing for 5 minutes. I've got 2 hours I've got an hour to play tonight. I sit down, 5 minutes, I'm playing, boom, okay, here comes a cutscene. An hour later, I'm still sitting there watching a cutscene. And I'm still got 30 more minutes to go. Well, my time's up. You know, I mean, I want to play video games. I don't want to watch them. So I don't see how 90 minutes, what you could possibly do in 90 minutes. This is not all of them put together. They said there's a ton of cutscenes, but there is one that is 90 minutes long.
Oh, gosh.
There was, and I can't remember the magazine. There was a magazine, I believe it was in Europe, that got to play through the entire version of the game, and they've got an article coming out to review the game. Like, I believe it's tomorrow over in Europe, from the day that we're recording this, that their issue hits the streets. And this was one of the things that they were saying was there are cutscenes 90 minute long,
like multiple or
There's at least one.
You have to add on all the other cutscenes. There could be some that are 15 minutes long. You know, those add up too. I just don't see what you can get accomplished in 90 minutes. I mean, unless it's like interactive where it's like press X to dodge brick wall, you know?
I mean, they said it was cutscene where you're just sitting there. I mean, cutscenes,
if it's cutscene, you're just watching. Wow.
That makes no sense. I know. It's like you're not playing a game. And that's one of the things I didn't care for Mass Effect because it's like, you're watching this, and then every once in a while you would hit a button to how you wanted to respond. And I'm just like, I'm not playing this. This is like a choose your own adventure movie or something. I'm watching this video game, and I'm just, I'll choose to say this, but I didn't like. And I just am blown away by 90 minute cutscenes. It's unbelievable.
It's really, you don't really like. Just thinking about it, you're just like, you have nothing to compare it to because there's no other game that's had a 90-minute cutscene. So you're just like, you don't really realize how long it is until you actually sit down and you're like, watching your clock and 10 minutes go by and you're still in a cutscene, 30 minutes go by. I mean, it's, wow.
So, I challenge any of our listeners, if you have a PS3 and you get, when Metal Gear 4 comes out, when you get to that, you gotta write in. You can either send us a voice cam recording, you know, a voice recording, an email, whatever you want to do. Get with us. I got to know what you thought of this, and if it enhanced your gameplay, if you loved it, if you thought it was so stupid, or, you know, what did they do for 90 minutes? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I would like somebody to go through and tell me how many minutes of the game is cutscene.
I'm sure we'll see those probably come out shortly after the game's released.
When does the game release? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's right
pretty
around the
soon,
corner.
Right?
But no, I don't know when it comes out. I can look that up real quick.
All right.
So, yeah, let's just move on and...
Well... Yeah.
You know, what else can we say about it?
90-minute cutscene. Jeez. Just imagine if Grand Theft Auto had a 90-minute cutscene.
I think Theft Auto is such a big game, and I will say at this point, I'll take this moment to state that I've actually confessed to Kyle that I think the game is it's growing on me, it's getting better.
Did you beat that mission yet?
No, you know what? I'm so frustrated over this. I'm getting to the point now where I'm actually enjoying the game. I don't like the missions where you have to chase people down. I have to keep repeating them over and over and over before I finally luck out and catch up to them and catch them. Shooting people and stuff, those missions, you go in and gun all the drug dealers down. I'm cool with that. I don't have problems with those. But I'm at the one that's called the, it's something like the Snowstorm, where I have to go to the old hospital, go in and get Elizabeth's cocaine or heroin or whatever, and I got to kill all the druggies, take the cocaine, and then as I'm walking back out, all the cops come in, helicopters, and so that's where I'm at. Now, and I could never get away. I could kill everybody. I'm fine. And then when I'm walking out, I've shot down the helicopter. I've killed everybody. All the cops are outside. I get into a cop car. I'm driving away. Next thing I know, there's a whole bunch of more cop cars. And I'm in a cop car, and I'm going straight down the street as fast as can be, and they're faster than me. And they keep coming up and ramming me into walls. And
have you made sure that your tires are not shot out?
I just can't even get away from them at all. So... then I'm like, okay, so I was talking to you the other night, and as we were talking, I was looking online, and then, because I had thought, I'm like, you know, this old hospital's by the water. I'm like, maybe there's a boat that I can get to. Well, then I looked online, and it was like, yeah, you go down through this hole in the fence, and there's a boat. All right, well, I was going to try that the other night when we were talking. So I boot up the game.
Mm-hmm.
First time I go into it, I get killed right away. And I'm like, come on, I've never been shot by the drug guys. First time I go in there, I get wasted. Yeah. I was like, okay, what's on? So I retry it again, and the game locks up on me. It freezes again. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
So I reboot it. I try to go do the mission again. And as I arrive to the hospital, it says, oh, you missed your date with French Tom. So I'm like, great, I think I blew a portion of the game. I don't know if I'll get a chance to do that again. So I start going through. I'm killing all the cops. I get pretty close to where I'm going to go see if I can get to this boat, and the game freezes on me again. I'm like, this is driving me insane. So I'm like, forget this. Reboot it up again one more time. And I'm like, you know what? This time I'm going to go get French Tom. So I ended up completing that, which even ticked me off because I'm standing there, and I know, okay, you can stand up and shoot him anytime you want. So I stand up, select a weapon. I go to shoot him, and some dude standing at the counter of the restaurant turns around and blows me away. I'm like, come on, are you kidding me? You know, this is probably the easiest mission in the game.
Oh, my.
So then I reload it up again.
I never had a problem.
Go back into the restaurant, and there's no one at the counter. So then, of course, I was able to kill him, and nobody shot back at me this time. But, and that's where I left it. I did not go back
and
to the hospital.
And Wingman just spoiled the game.
now what I got to do whenever I turn it back on. But I can't get the game to stop freezing. It just locks up all the time. So
yeah. In the 60 hours that I've played it, I've had no lockups. I think I've decided that my 360 is a magical 360. It hasn't had a red ring. I can probably count the number of times it's frozen on me on my like two fingers. And I've had it since launch, and I've had no problems.
Well, I think it's a magical this issue 360. For me is the problem that they've reported that PS3s are having a lot of problem with. They've had some 360 issues, but it's not as widespread. And I just lucked out because I don't typically I usually have lockup issues with like Ubisoft games. They tend to lock up on me, right. But every other game, you know, works just fine. I don't have any other problems. But this one worked fine until I got up to kind of where I'm at now, and then it's just all the time just locks up. The other day it loaded up. I didn't even get to start the game, and it froze while the game was loading in the loading screen. I'm just like, this is aggravating.
Wow.
So, but anyways, enough of that. Wow. Let's see, Metal Gear Solid, when does it come out? I'm looking at the screen right now. It pre-orders, it says it ships on June 12th. So yeah, it's coming out in a couple weeks. So.
Cool. That should be fun to trash on. All right.
Let's see the questions we got in our community update.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's community update.
Real quick, before we go into our question, just wanted to say, hey, thank you so much for listening to our show, but we wanted to let you know Broken Eggs Media does have other podcasts. If you haven't heard the Movie Guys podcasts, be sure to check them out at themovieguyspodcast.com. You can also get to them by going to xboxpodcast.com and looking at the menu bar across the top. You can find their show there. Also, we have the WoW podcast, which is very popular. And you can subscribe to these shows all through iTunes. WoW is also on the Zune Marketplace. And we hope to get Movie Guys and Xbox on the Zune as well. But we do have links on the pages that you can, if you're a Zune listener, you can click on them and pop your show right into iTunes or to your Zune players and subscribe and download us automatically every week. So check out some of our other shows. We got new ones on the way, so don't miss out. Now, our first question comes from Captain Hook. He says, well, I downloaded the demo for The Bourne Identity, and it was great. First, it was longer than 2 minutes, and it showed the whole game. I think I'll buy this game when it comes out. Have you played the demo, and if you have, what do you think of the gameplay? Well, Captain Hook, I went out to the marketplace. I'm like, ooh, I missed this. I didn't know it was out. So I went out to the marketplace. And I could not find this demo anywhere. So I don't know what console you're playing on or if you're playing. Maybe it's on the PC you downloaded this. Or maybe this was one of those that they put it on the marketplace and then pulled it. I don't know if you're playing it on your Xbox. I couldn't find it available to pull down, and so I haven't played it. What about you, Kyle? Have you seen this?
I've heard news of it coming out on Marketplace. I just, in screenshots, never really got into it. But I'd imagine it's out on... I've heard multiple stories of it being released on the Marketplace for download. But, it's weird.
I went through the game demos. I went through the new releases, went through the showcases, went through all game demos, and I did not find the Bourne Identity.
That's weird.
I don't know where it's at, unless, I mean, it's possible I just missed it. But I'll keep looking. As soon as I see it, I will give it a shot. It didn't interest me either. I know Brun was interested. I know he's going to check it out. But I guess I'll have to report back to you once I see it on the marketplace.
Yep, me too. I'll give it a try. It's a demo. It's free.
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you hit us up with our frappers?
We have one?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a frapper.
Woo! That's exciting. All right. Well, in case you don't know, we have a Frapper map on XboxPodcast.com. So if you haven't put a pin on our Frapper map, go ahead and do so. It's free. It's easy. You don't even have to put a pin where you live. You just put it anywhere and just say, hey, I listen to the show. Or, hey, you guys are horrible. I don't know. But just put something out there. This week we have Dave Warner from Daly City, California. And his zip code is 94015. Okay. Anyways, thanks for putting your name out there on our Frapper map. And hopefully next week we'll have a lot more people and we can announce you guys on the show. So that's all I got for Frapper.
Yep, if you wanna email us a question, you can always send an email to contact@xboxpodcast.com or go to our website at xboxpodcast.com and hit our forums up. We have a link set up specifically if you want to ask questions that you want on the show. Feel free to send us your questions. Even if you got a question about how something works, we'll do our best to try and answer for you. Please note, we do not work for Microsoft, so we can't help you with any support issues. But if you just got general Xbox questions, shoot us a question. If you got a question about anything, and you want it in the show, hey, Overkill asked us if we award boxes or briefs, and we answered it. So not that we answered it truthfully, but hey, we made it fun and had a good time with it. So, sound off. This is your show, your community, and be a part of the show. And, thank you also. We wanted to mention CashFly real quick. Check out CashFly.com for any hosting needs. If you want to do your own podcast, want to set up a website, or you just got to get the word out or get your pictures out on the web, or, check out CashFly. They'll hook you up. Tell them that the Xbox Podcast guy sent you.
All right. Well, I'm assuming that's it.
Yeah, well, I guess we had a shorter show since we didn't have that long talker, Brun, with us this week.
Oh, yeah. Should we have a whole discussion on Blu-ray and HD DVD?
Fill in the next hour and a half. Man, I guess we could. We're going to call him Mr. We'll call Brun Cutscene from now on. He's our 90-minute filler.
Brun Cutscene. Yep, there you go. Yeah, 90 minutes. We'd be about right now. Anyways, well, yep, Brun's not here. We didn't make fun of him at all.
He's at a beauty pageant this weekend, so I hope you win, Brun.
Yeah, send us some pictures.
No, don't.
Anyways, whoopsies. All right. So, anyways, that's the conclusion of another great episode, in my opinion. All of them are great, but this one's specifically great. Episode 58. Send your questions, comments, and complaints to, like Mark said, contact@xboxpodcast.com, or you can hit the forums again at xboxpodcast.com/forums.
All right. Well, this is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709, taking off to fly around Liberty City. If my game doesn't...
Oh, you're going to play some... You're going to go and play some Liberty City?
Eventually.
Eventually. Good. Well, this is Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow, and I've given up all hope of getting 100% on Liberty City, so I'm not going to go play it. So, yeah. I hate that one pigeon that I can't find. All right. Later. Peace out, guys.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.